Blog Talk Radio.
I'm glad I know you.
Now for all of you that are out there listening,
I'm glad you know me.
I need you just to close your eyes. And I need you to think about your personal relationship with the Father right now. How good he's been.
We're one big family.
And family, let's just give God praise. It's time to worship. Oh, lift up. Lift up holy hands. Oh, you've been so good to me. All because of Jesus. You shed the blood out there on the Calvary.
You gave your life.
Hallelujah. Oh, I need a witness up in here.
Job and what she does on a daily basis.
We're in James chapter 1, verses 19 through 21. We're talking about how to overcome trials and temptations. In this section, James says, "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls." James is going to give some anticipatory principles that one must implement into their lives. He or she is going to overcome trials, tribulations, and temptations. In reading this text, if you're not careful, it will appear to you that James is just mentioning something about the tongue. But in the contextual setting, James is giving these anticipatory principles that we must implement into our lives if we're going to be able to overcome the trials, the tribulations, the temptations, the challenges of life that sometimes can overthrow us and dethrone us from our relationship with our Heavenly Father. The first thing James says that we must anticipate and implement into our lives, number one, we must be quick to hear the word of God. Number two, he says we must be doers of the word and not hearers only, verses 22 through 25. Number three, he says, we must learn how to bridle and control the tongue, verse 26. And finally, he says in verse 27, we must, in the midst of our trials, tribulations, and challenges and difficulties in life, we must find time to stop focusing upon what we are going through, and we must visit the needy and keep ourselves unspotted from the world. Let's do that again, because I want us to see the picture that James is painting in this section in James 1, 19 through 27. He says, number one, if we're going to be able to overcome our trials and tribulations, the difficulties that come up on us, whether it's because we have done wrong or whether it's because others are inflicting upon us challenges, difficulties in life, or whether God just allows certain things to come our way to prove our faith and to strengthen our faith. We must be quick to hear the word of God, verses 19 through 21. We must be doers of the word and not a hearer only, verses 22 through 25. Thirdly, we must learn how to bridle and control the tongue, verse 26. And verse 27, finally, he says, in the midst of going through what you're going through, learn how to find some time, allocate some time to not focus upon what you are going through or what I'm going through, and find time to visit the needy and keep ourselves unspotted from the world. Now, if we implement these anticipatory principles in our lives, we won't be as focused upon what we are going through, but we will be adding principles in our lives to help us to go through what we're going through. This is a great passage of Scripture. It is a very descriptive passage. It is, in no uncertain terms, there are several preparations that must be made in order to overcome temptation. Without these preparations, temptations and trials and difficulties can never be conquered. Listen to him. He says, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your soul. Number one, we must be quick to hear the word of God. We hear our family members, we hear our friends, we hear our associates, we hear Dr. Phil, we hear Oprah. But James says, we must be quick to hear the word of God. The thrust of these three verses is seen in James 1:21. Receiving the word so that a person's soul will be saved. The greatest temptation in the world is for a person to walk through life doing what he wants and pleases, and thereby ignoring, neglecting, and rejecting God. This is the problem. Have our hang-ups, our difficulties, and we try to do it our way. We try to engage in those things periodically, and we feel that we are working our way out of those things. James says the results of doing that way is death, James 1:15. Therefore, if a person is to be saved, if he is to be delivered from the great temptations that will doom his soul, he must prepare himself. He must be quick to hear the word of God. He must make sure that he hears the word of God. And how can a person make sure that he hears the word of God? Make sure that he can receive the word and save his soul. This passage says he has to do five things. Number one, he must be slow to speak. This means that a person must be willing to listen instead of speaking his own ideas about right and wrong and about how a person is saved, how God knows that we are weak and that we are dust of the earth and that we're going to commit sin. No. James says that we must be slow to speak those kind of things. He must sit and listen instead of hanging on to his own ideas. He must be willing to listen to God's word instead upon what he thinks. So number one, James says we must be slow to speak. Stop making excuses for our abuses of the word of God. Secondly, he must learn to be slow to wrath or anger. This inevitably means two things. Number one, a person must not react against what God says about temptation and sin, nor about what God says about salvation. If a person reacts against God's plan of salvation and follows his own plan, he is dooming himself. I often hear people in talking with different people from time to time about various things. They will say, well, I know what the Bible says, but I just don't feel that God wants that for my life. I don't think he wants me to suffer like that. We need to be careful about making excuses. And then we get angry when a person tells us, well, this is what God says. Well, I know what God says, and inevitably they want to do what they want to do. So we must be careful not to be quick to be angry. The word is enough for us to keep us safe in his arms. Any angry person just cannot do what God says. He cannot live righteously nor receive the righteousness of God's salvation, James 1:20. Listen to what James 1:20 said. For the wrath of man, anger, worketh not the righteousness of God. You're getting angry and losing control of yourself and letting anger take control of you. It's not going to work the righteousness of God. Thirdly, he must put aside all filthiness, taking off a dirty garment and putting it aside. A person must put off every dirty thing and lay it off to the side away from himself. If he enjoys the dirt and filth, then his mind is going to be on it. His mind will not be clear, not enough to hear the word of God. William Barclay makes a point that the Greek word filthiness is taken from a Greek word, rupos, The word is sometimes used to refer to wax in the ear. With wax in the ear, cannot hear the word of God, not clearly. Therefore, he must take the wax out of his ear and put it away, or else he will be deaf to the word of God. Fourthly, he must put aside all that remains of naughtiness, wickedness, and evil. This is the idea. Even after putting aside all the filthiness, there will still be some naughtiness and wickedness that will show up within us. Therefore, we must be alert to these uprisings and put them off and lay them aside as well. We must completely be clean and pure from all dirt and naughtiness in order to hear the word of God. And last but not least, James says, we must receive the word of God with meekness. We must be as a child before God, our Father. That is, sit before him meekly, just as a child does his father. The ideal is that we must be humble, gentle, quiet, attentive in listening to the word of God. We must sit and listen with an open heart, ready to hear exactly what our Father, the person who sits before God like this, discovers a most wonderful thing. And we'll stop right here, Lord willing, and he says the same, and pick up on next Monday morning. What is this wonderful thing that he discovers? Shall we pray? Our Father, our God, it is once again that you have blessed us to be here. Be on this broadcast, those that have called in, have tuned in to this broadcast, I trust and pray that the things that we've said has been both pleasing and acceptable in your sight, and that those who heard will listen, has listened attentively, will implement them into their lives, practice those things, these principles to help us overcome the trials and tribulations and challenges of life. Bless us through the remaining of this day. Help us to walk worthy of the vocation wherein you have called us, that we may so live and bring glory to your holy name. Help us to always be mindful of others and to encourage one another. And this will be enough. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.